Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hello, Food Nation, Healthy Nation. Are you ready for the salubrious and scrumptious all wrapped up into one tasty treat? I know you are. And I know, you know, that means it's time once again for another Code Delicious. I am Dr. Mike, and today we have a very, very special guest coming in all the way from across the pond. Mr. Andrew Steed is an inspirational speaker, shamanic practitioner, storyteller, and guide to sacred travel. For decades, he's been working internationally in the U.S., Canada, Jamaica, India, U.K., all over the world. He's the author of 3 books, several CDs. His latest book, Powering Up Your Life Stories, available from Gosenauer Books, published 2014, was birthed through working with thousands of youth in high schools and colleges throughout Pennsylvania here in the States. Andrew has worked with companies such as Starbucks, Aflac, Sheets, repeatedly brought in by colleges and universities around the world as guest speakers and invited faculty. He's worked with international students for a semester at sea. He's implemented cunning edge team building seminars and keynote addresses for state and national conferences for business, nonprofit, healthcare, youth organizations, you name it. Speaking on things including wellness, diversity, stress management, and anger management and team dynamics. He's the artist in residence in Pennsylvania, part of the Scottish Storytelling Association. He's been a featured presenter at the Society for Shamanic Practitioners, which we'll be talking to him about today in the UK in their annual conference, both 2013 and just last year, 2015. He's been featured on local and national radio throughout Europe, including Empower Radio, Radio Suffolk, and Weird Radio. Please welcome this epic spiritual Bruce Lee and the Metallica of the New Age, breaking down walls to conventions and dimensions, Mr. Andrew Steed. Andrew, thanks so much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Mike. My pleasure.
So, Andrew, for our audience, let's start at the very beginning. This is so fascinating. What exactly is shamanism? Because I think everybody knows the term, but very few people know exactly what's involved.
Well, to put it simply, it's as old as time. A shaman, it becomes a hollow bone. A shaman is a vessel between the spirit world and our world.
And so, you know, I think people kind of maybe confuse that. It's a very spiritual type of healing. It's not kind of like being a tribal witch doctor where you are making potions and poultices and things, right?
Well, yeah. You know, a shaman walks between the worlds. There are so many different roles that a shaman would undertake. Basically, we're here to help all beings for their highest good. We commune with the nature spirits. We go into the invisible realms, and it's heart-centered work. It's authentic work, and it's got deep roots that culturally work within every indigenous society, and quite simply, we are all indigenous at heart.
Well, that's a great point, because we all have to come from somewhere, I suppose. So really, are you saying that if we and our listeners all across the globe, but we were to trace ourselves kind of looking backwards, at some point, all of us would have within our culture or our tribes, going back that far, do we all have shamanic roots at somewhere?
Well, we all have people who would have been the medicine people of our tribe. Every tribe would have looked to somebody who would have communicated with the spirit world, who would have brought medicine for the people to help. And if you're looking in the Celtic world, the so-called Celtic lands, which I'm a part of, we wouldn't have called them shamans. We would have had druids. However, you know, we often like a word, a box, to be able to fit things into. But quite simply, the the medicine healer is somebody who gets out of the way and lets spirit come through them so that they can help all beings.
Wow, that's really some deep thoughts and very fascinating. And I'm so curious, how did you get involved? How did you find your way onto this path?
Okay, so, I grew up in England, and as a kid, I always felt there was more. You know, going to school and sitting behind a desk and having someone talk to me, I was daydreaming, I was out of the window, and I loved going for walks in nature. Nature was always speaking to me. And I think that this is what shamanism is about. This is what connecting with spirit is about. We go out and we listen to what a tree has to say. We listen to what the wind has to say. We listen to what the waters have to say. And as a kid, I felt the invisible realms around me. You know, I come from a land that if you went back 200 years ago, people would say more openly that they believed in fairies. I recognized that the nature spirits were around me. But I didn't know what to do with that, because in our modern society, we don't teach those things. So I always felt like there was so much more than I was being taught. And it actually took me leaving this land that I love here in the British Isles and coming to the United States of America. And when I got there, I yearned to know the story. And what I was told so often was that the United States was a young country, and as the United States it is, but the land was old. And so I found myself going to powwows, and it wasn't long before a medicine elder actually reached out to me, and she said to me, "I know you don't know me very well," she says, "and I don't know you," she says, "but spirit has told me that you need to come and work with me." And she gave me a scholarship to attend a 3-year course to study shamanic ways, which opened the gateway then for me to actually go and work with elders from First Nations tribes in the United States.
Wow, so that's really, so to get your start, you actually had to leave where you're from and then come to the United States of all places, and you actually worked with the Native Americans here, learning their ways. So is there sort of a root commonality? Are there some similarities in the practice that you see between Native American shamanism and your work in Celtic shamanism?
Well, you see, I think indigenous is indigenous. Wherever you go in the world, there are crossovers and similarities. I think the biggest thing for me was as I danced upon what they call the Red Road with First People elders in the United States, what they said to me is this medicine is strong. Your own medicine is stronger. Now, that's what took me into what I call the Green Road, my own Celtic roots. And that, and again, that was spirit-led in how I implemented that, because I was at a conference, and I was asked, I was speaking with someone, and I said to them, what do you do? And they said, I lead pilgrimages to Greece. And I said, wow, that's fascinating. Have you ever thought about going to the British Isles? And she said, not until now. I've needed a guide. Will you be the guide? And that was in 1998. In 1999, I started leading pilgrimages, and they have been absolutely brilliant in teaching me, connecting me deeply with the land, and providing people.
And we're going to come back, and I want to hear about some of these pilgrimages and how you got started and all. Folks, don't go anywhere. You are listening to Code Delicious with Dr. Mike on Radio MD.